Today's shir of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Shin Ayin Bais, and we are up to Sif Tazayin. Charit Shebein Tzei Chatzeros Amok Asara V'Rachav Arba. So you have a scenario where you have two Chatzeros, and now it's the other way around. Instead of having a wall, you have a ditch in between the two Chatzeros that are 10 Tfachim deep and 4 Tfachim wide. You cannot go ahead and join the two chatzeros in an Eruv, even if this ditch was filled up with straw and the like. Kol zman shelo bitlo, as long as he has not officially said that I am being mevatel it there, I am leaving it there in the ditch to fill up the ditch. What's the basic yisoid here? The basic yisoid here is, it's the same exact thing as a wall in terms of a separation. You have now a ditch, because you have the ditch that is 10 tefachim deep. Why does it have to be 4 tefach wide? Let's see inside the Mishnah Berurah. Charet shebein shtei chatzeros perish, shelo haya beinayim shum mechitza mafsekes rak charet v'alma. There is no actual wall or partition between the two chatzeros, except for this dugout ditch. Kuf yud ches, amok asara, it is 10 tfachim deep. Shekeshem shemechitza shegavoa asara mafseket bein arishuyos. The same way a mechitza that is 10 tfachim high separates two rishuyos into two different rishuyos that cannot join up in an eruv. Kain charitz shehu amok shirzeh. So too a charetz that is 10 tefachim deep also will separate. Gamkein the chalek harishuyos separates the two rishuyos into distinct rishuyos that cannot join in an eruv. Umayri, he says, she'acharet holech b'chol orech hachatzeros mikatze el hakatze. Obviously, we're talking, he says, where the ditch is across the whole length of the chatzeros from one end to the other. Why? Dim nechsar arba tefachim, because if there are 4 tefachim lengthwise that are in which there is no ditch 10 tefachim deep. Guess what? Nechshav oso makom kepesa. That area of 4 tefachim that does not have ditch, that could be viewed as the pesach that you can go over from one to the other. Kulakamek, we'll see coming up in Sif Yud Zayim. Now, for some reason, it says Kuf Yud Tes, there needs to be a width of not only a depth of 10 tefachim, the actual thickness and width of the ditch has to be 4 tefachim. Why? You don't have to have a 4 tefach thick wall, so why do you need a 4 tefach thick ditch? Right? V'rachav arba tefachim. Why? Because he says, "Dipachus mikan noach lifasan." Because here we have a different issue. When you're talking about a ditch as opposed to a wall, you're going to just smack your head into it. It doesn't make a difference if it's 4 tefachim or 3.5 tefachim or 3 tefachim. But a ditch, once it's less than 4 tefachim, it's easy to just, hey, you don't scare me, and you just walk over it. So if you just walk over it, right, then it's nothing. Okay? Right? So if it's less than 4 tefachim thick, this ditch, it's easy to walk over it, misvaso el svaso, from one side to the other side. Below chashiv etzeg, it's not going to be considered a separation. It's not going to be the equivalent of a wall that separates. Because you just walk over the ditch. The gamza ma'irisha kol shetach hacharitz rachav arba tefachim. And we're not only talking about the whole distance being 4 tefachim, right, thick. Ukedemuchach l'kamei b'sif yud zayin. Because even if just one part of that ditch is less than 4 tefachim thick, meaning 4 tefachim wide, where you could just easily walk across, that will make it a Pesach in between the two. And as we're going to see in Sif Yud Zayin, then the Mela, you'll be able to go ahead and view it as a Pesach, in which you have a choice. I could either make two separate Eruvin, or if I want, I could join them into one Eruv, because there's a Pesach there. When do we say that the Charetz is going to be mamish a separation, that they can't do a joint Eruv at all? If it's 10 Tfachim deep along the whole length, okay, and it's 4 tefachim wide across, okay, I thought we're calling it thick, across 4 tefachim along the whole length of the dish. Otherwise, you might have a Pesach there. You might, okay, so that's that. Now, the dirshu, okay, this could be a kasha. Every time I make a quote from a dirshu, it could be a kasha mabachin. The Chazon Ish says a fascinating word. He says, what if Mr. Brura goes ahead and says the reason why it needs to be four tfachim across or four tfachim in thickness, right, is because otherwise you say, hey, you don't scare me, and you just walk over it, and then that's not considered a separation. Comes the Chazon Ish, he says, no. When it comes to a dish, something is only considered a halachic mechitza when it has four tefachim across four tefachim of thickness. Unlike a mechitza that's standing, where it could be less than four tefachim, the actual mechitza itself, to get the status of mechitza, needs to be four tefachim, right, wide, across, thick, however you want to call it, to be considered a separation of mechitza. And he brings a raya from his vast knowledge of Shas, that by kilayim, what makes a separation in the halachas of kilayim, a mechitza only if it is a ditch, that is, if you have a ditch in the ground, only if it's also four tefachim in its thickness and width across. And that's the yesod of the Chazon Ish. Let's go back there. Kuf. We continue on. Bimhaya male afar utsroros. Oh, sorry, did I skip something? Oh, yeah, I skipped. Sifkat and kuf chaf. Teven bekash, if it was filled, even if it was filled with straw and the like, that's roi lamachal behema, it's not going to be considered filled in. Timaya teven v'kash saruach, okay, but if it wasn't teven and kash, that was something that is fit for an animal to eat, it was spoiled teven v'kash, she'ain roi lamachal behema, that behema will not eat, then dino ka'afar. It's not a didn't straw versus dirt. The pshat is that straw is something that's taken out because animals eat it. So therefore, it's not considered a bittel, it's not considered filling up the ditch. But if it's dealing, if you have spoiled straw in there, it's not going to be taken out, then it's mistama like upper, and therefore, afilu stama nami mivutli. Even mistama, it's considered batel sham, and it closes up the ditch. Kol zman shelo bittel, we're dealing with teven v'kash, it's not considered closing up the ditch, as long as he didn't officially go ahead and state that I am being mevatel it there. Meaning, he wasn't mevatelit beferish, Mr. Brura Kuf Chavalev, explicitly mevatel. He didn't go ahead and explicitly say, I am being mevatel, I am taking this teven and kash, and I am being mevatel in the ground. I'm saying that this is now part of the ground, I'm not going to take it anymore. That's what he says, beferish. For Amar, what does he say? How are you mevatelit officially, bedibor? You say, lo shakil na mehacha. I am being mevatelit here, I'm leaving it here. I am not going to take this straw. If he says that, then it becomes like offer. The difference between straw and upper is that straw, mistama, is something that's taken out. Good straw. Upper, mistama, is something that fills up a ditch. If you say, correct, it's sukkah. If you go ahead and you say that I am filling it up with straw and I am leaving it there, I'm not taking it, that's bittel. Now, those that say bittel does not require verbalized bittel. Rak shehiskin belibo lezeh. Rather, all he has to do is in his heart say, I am being mevatelit. Gam kein in melem mevatel. Also, that also works as a bittel. You don't have to do it befeirish. It doesn't have to be formulated bedibur. By the way, the same shaila exists there in sukkah, in the bittel there, in the sukkah there on Dav Dalet, correct? If you remember. Is it Gilom Abay? Is it Dalet? Maybe Gilom Abay. I am Sham. Kuf, Chaf, Bays. Before we do that, let's move right there in the Shulchan Aruch. Ve'im haya male afar utsraros. But if this ditch was full of dirt and stones, afilu stama shelo bittel, even if he just filled it up there without saying anything. Okay? Tzrichim larev yachad. It's going to be considered batel there, mistama, and automatically you're going to have to make one eruv. You can't make two eruvin because the ditch has been enclosed, and therefore, if the whole ditch has been enclosed with dirt, to bring it to less than 10 tefach high, all along the chater, you can't make two eruvin. You can only make one eruv because it now becomes halachically one chater. Kuf chav gimel afilu stama the afar utsraros becharetz mistama mevudalet, because afar and tsraros in a ditch is mistama without saying anything. It's considered batal there. That's what it is. Filler. It's halachic filler. Sif katan. Okay, let's move on. Sifkat and Kufchav Dal. Go back into the Ramah before we get to the Sifkat. We got to see inside the Ramah. In parentheses, there's Vayen Le'el Simen Shun Ayin Lael Simin Shun Nun Chesiv Beis. What's that referring to? Look at the Mishnah Brura. He refers us back to Shin Nun Ches. If you were young guys back then, you know what was going on there. What do we see there in the Haggah, in the Ramah? The Shom Hevi Shtei Deos. There we had two opinions. In Bitlo L'Shabbos Achas, what happens if you're Mevatel just for the Shabbos? V'daito L'Fanoso. And your mindset is to go ahead and take it out Achar Kach. That's your Das. Your Das is you're going to put it there, the dirt for Shabbat. Your mindset is, I'm going to take it out. Im chashev bittel. Is that still considered bittel? The Yesh Omrim, they came on the Daito. Some say, since your Das is not shelo yishar sham la'olam, and it's not there to be there, lo chashev bittel. And it's not going to be considered bittel, even if it's dirt and stones. The garam is stomach. And it's worse than even a stomach. The ein yichol in the arev yachad. You won't be able to do a joint Erev, because your mindset is to take the dirt out after Shabbos. Uladina nira dekeman shudivrei sofrim. He says, halacha lemaisa, since this is midrabanan, yesh lismoch lahakel. You can be makel, which means you can go rely on both opinions lahakel. Imratu ma'arvin yachad, if you want, you can do what? You can make a joint Erev. Imratu, if you want, ma'arvin shnayim. You can go ahead and make two separate Eruvin as if it is filled up. Beautiful. We now continue on in the Ramah above. Yesh omrim de'imilam de'peiro stama bitlola. There are those that say if you fill it up, not with teven, straw, or dirt, but you fill it up with fruit and produce, stama bitlola. The stama, that's considered a bitl. Why? The darchan laso sham otzer. Because the derech, you could be a yomi guy, the derech is to go ahead and make there a otzer. La'ezer, look at the Mishnah Berurah Kuf Chaf Hei. La'ezer zman La sosa sham otzar. The derech is to make it an otzar for a period of time. The lola stabek mimenu, and not to go ahead and take those fruit from there, because why are you putting the fruit in the ditch? Because you're making it into a little storage area. He says not so fast. Shladowski, not so pashit. V'chein beber hagra, and so too. The gra hiskim ludvarim also says not so simple. The davka beperos tivolim. Shehu davar she'enita al b'Shabbos. If you have peiros tevel, that the davar is not going to be taken out on Shabbos from the ditch. L'chein stama, then it's b'stama mevutal. Hashar peiros, other peiros shemutil l'stapek mayem stama ein avadol. Other peiros where you can go in and say, delish, I'm going to have one. That's stama is not going to be mevutal. That is the gra who, like the Magen Avraham, says it's not going to be viewed as a stama. Bittle. We now, the fact fake means like he goes ahead and he not so sure. Maybe. That's the fact fake. Yuzayin. Nasa the love Neser Kimin Gesher, Misvas Hecharitz El Svaso. A guy, he has a ditch, but you know what he does? He has a 10 tefach ditch, 4 tefachim wide and 4 tefachim across, 10 deep, 4 across the whole chatzer. But you know what he does? He takes a plank and he makes like a bridge. You ever see? Yeah, you see that. You take a plank and you put it across the 4 tefach ditch from one side of the ditch to the other. So imu rachav arba, if this plank of wood or whatever it is 4 tefachim wide, guess what? Chashuv ke pesach u'ma'arvin echad. It's viewed like a pesach and you can do an eruv. Why not? You can walk across on the plank. Walk the plank, baby. Kuf chav bav imu rachav arba, if it is a 4 tefach wide plank. Aval imu pachos mi'arba tefachim kiman d'lesed ami. But if it's less than 4 tefachim, all right, wide, meaning across the length of the ditch, it's like it's nothing there. U'me'arvin shnayim dafka, and you'll have to go ahead specifically and do 2 separate eruvin because it has been separated by a ditch all across. If it's less than 4, it's like a 0, and therefore the ditch is there across the whole chatzar, and you have to make 2 eruvin. If it was 4 tefachim wide, then kuf chav zayin chashev kepesach. It's 4 wide along the length of the ditch, not across the ditch. The avshah charetz aruch harbe, even though the charetz is very long across the whole way, mikol makom are yachol lavor derech oso haneser, he could go ahead and pass over that neser mechatzero lechavero kimo derech pesach, like he crosses over, like he goes through a pesach. And he will join the two kishayirtsu when they would like, because it's like a pesach. You could do either or. You could join it as one, or you can keep them separate. V'imratzu ma'arvu kuf chav ches. V'imratzu ma'arvu, right? V'imratzu ma'arvu choshu kipaz ma'arvin echad. V'imratzu ma'arvu shnayim. So look at the Mishnah Berurah. V'imratzu ma'arvu shnayim. V'da. You should know. V'lo chashvinan also kipesach ela me'arvu tfachim rochav ad eser amot. He says, it's only considered a Pesach if what? If it is arba tfachim and in its wide along the length of the chatzer up until 10 amos lengthwise along the dish. Of course, once it hits, I'm just going to say it outside, once it hits 10 amos, it's no longer a Pesach. It's a breach. And once it's a breach, then you can't view it, if you would like, as two chatzeros. A Pesach can go either way, remember? A Pesach can be either viewed as one chatzer or two chatzeros for Erevin. But once it's 10 amos, that's what he goes on to say, once it's 10 amos, it's a breach. More than 10 amos, it's going to be, right, if this plank is so wide that it's a plank that's more than 10 amos, it's going to be now a pirza, the alkane, and therefore, in sasa macharetz b'nisarim, if he goes and he closes up, right, he puts the planks with these nisarim, ad yoyser me asara amos barachah, he basically close up the ditch with planks more than 10 amos along the length of the ditch, osha nasan neser echad, or you put one plank that is la'orech acharetz, that's 10 amos along the length of the ditch. B'yoyser, it's a very long plank, more than eser amos. U'mi'et sham acharet, mi'rochav arva, from the, now we're talking about from the rochav, from the thickness, that's why I'm not using the word wide, because wide could be used in both directions, the thickness or across, okay, across. So if you have this plank that is going to lessen it's going to lengthen the amount across the ditch for a length of 10 amos, then it's going to create a breach, chosh of kepirza, v'yoyser me'eser amos, and once again, ma'arvin echad, v'lo shnayim, you can only do an eruv, one eruv, between two chatzeres, and not two. No, you're putting a plank, and you're enclosing the ditch along its length by having a 10 amos long plank, okay? So, and as long as that plank will go ahead and lessen that ditch, okay, across, so that it's not four tefachim across, then you have 10 amos of a breach lengthwise. Okay, let's look inside now, back to the Shulchan Aruch. And now he's going to say what I just sort of alluded to in a second, okay? But before that, let's just look at the Ramah. The same thing would be halachically if he went ahead and he filled in the ditch just for tfachim in length with something that has been mevatalit, either mistama by afar or bittel bepeh with teven, that would also create a pesach. And then he says, now he's saying as follows. We've been talking about, okay, having a plank that goes ahead along its length. Anything more than four tvachim, up to 10 amos, will be a Pesach. But how much across has to be covered with this plank? So he says, doesn't have to go across the whole ditch. As long as it minimizes it so that it's not four tefachim thick, it's not four tefachim across, that will be minimizing it. Mishra Berurah is going to say, how do you do that? It's going to fall in. So he's going to say, you take like nails, you take spikes, and you put it in. Let's see, look at the Mishra Berurah, see if it cuts on kuf chaf tes, meshach arba, but sona lomar, afilu eina neser machzik la'arko, rak arba, tvachim, meaning even if the neser only goes along its length, four tvachim. So it could be four tvachim in terms of its length, and the ba'alma shir pesach hu ba'arba tvachim, because normally the shir of the pesach is four tvachim, and across, it doesn't have to be four tvachim, across it can be less, as long as it minimizes it to less, the ditch across to less than four tvachim. How do you do it? Yamidenu agabe yaseidos. You go ahead and you, with spikes or nails or whatever you're doing, you go ahead and you spike it in there so that the plank doesn't fall in. That will also satisfy it. And that's what he says in Kuf Lamed Toshu, meaning Shaya Neser Katzer Ma'od Berachmo. Even if it's a very thin plank lengthwise, as long as it minimizes the thickness of the ditch, it's going to no longer be viewed as a separation. Kuf Lamed Aleph, it's going to be Chashuv K'Pesach. It's going to be viewed as a Pesach because you don't have four Tfachim across. Bimratzu Ma'arvin Yachad. And if you would like, you could do the Eruv, one Eruv for both, because you have a Pesach. Yud Chetz, Im Achome Choritz, Amok Le Echad Asara, Vilasheni Eino Amok Asara. If the Choritz is on one side, meaning facing one Chatzer, it is 10 Tvachim deep, and facing the other Chatzer, it's not 10 Tvachim deep. Oshehu Shava L'Shneyem, or it is equally 10 tefachim deep to both chatzeros, meaning the levels of the chatzeros are different. Dino de Kotel, it has the same halacha as the Kotel. Remember we had scenarios where the Kotel was a different height or at the same height vis-a-vis that chatzer, because the chatzer was on different levels and there were different halachos. Those same halachos apply. It's the opposite direction, going down, 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 down. That's what he says here, Mishnah Berurah Kuf Lamed Beis. Dino Kikosa, Mavuar Kolt Rakov, like we saw earlier in Sif Vav, Shema Arvin Shnayim, Ve'ein Ma'arvin Echad, that you're going to make, you have to go ahead. Once you have a Kotel for one side being 10 Tvachim, it's irrelevant the other side. So to here, once you have a ditch for one side, it's irrelevant with respect to joining up the two Chatzeros for Eruv. Bechein Le'inyan, Im Hayamunach, Peros Becharit,
meaning if they both had the same height with respect to the ditch, so then once again you wouldn't be able to use that ditch. Each of them would not be able to use that ditch with their household items that started the Shabbos in their houses. Couldn't bring it from their house to the ditch, from the ditch to the house. But once again, if to one of them the ditch was 10 tefachim deep, and to the other one it wasn't 10 tefachim deep, you could go into karkosh like if you have one chatzer that was lower than the other chatzer, so then nosin lezeh l'shtamish bo. Then like by the kotel, the one who does not have the ditch 10 tefachim deep from him, so he has a easier access. So we give it to that one who Shalo Nicha Tashmisho Sobiyosa, the one whose usage of that ditch is easier. The same exact thing as we saw, the lachos by the wall apply to the ditch.